after somehow triggering pagers, radios, mobile phones, and solar panels to indiscriminately explode in public places within Lebanon, more innocent lives have been cut short by the terrorist state of Israel.
This is a heinous act of terrorism. We understand perfectly well that with such actions, they are trying to bring the region to a global confrontation, to strike children, civilians, women, in order to stir up public sentiment and set the Middle East on fire so that it's all in flames. But there is another important point. This is a terrorist attack that obviously could not have been carried out by a suicidal loner or just a suicide bomber or someone in a state of complete madness. This is a terrorist attack planned with a cool hand, an extensively planned one. All the signs are there of an international terrorist attack, because it is obvious that in order to gather such a large amount of equipment, it had to be brought in crossing several borders. Obviously, there is an international trail in this, and it should be investigated accordingly. Now the reaction of the West should be indicative. If the West remains silent and, as always, does not insist on an investigation, does not talk about human rights, does not repeat its rhetoric of many years, which they have used in similar cases when terrorist acts were committed on their territory, then this will be proof of their direct engagement.
While the majority of the world cries out for an end to this maniacal bloodshed, in America, the political left, the religious right, and the brainwashed masses are all in. It seems like Americans just can't get enough war. As Ukraine attacks deep in Russia, Israel has now begun heavy bombing in Lebanon, which signals the beginning of something much bigger.
Is this the beginning of a major regional confrontation between Lebanon and its allies and Israel?
I think so. The Israelis have said that the reason they initiated this cyber attack, probably one of the largest in history, was because the Arabs were beginning to catch on. In other words, people in Hezbollah and in Lebanon and probably the Iranians had begun to figure out or at least detect that something like this could happen. And so they felt that they had to initiate it quickly in order to derive some benefit from it. I think the issue right now is not whether or not we're going to support them. We've made it very clear that if they go into Lebanon and this war widens, that we will support them. So I don't think there's much question there. The problem is, how long can we keep all the ships at sea? And I think we're going to see this offensive in the Lebanon start fairly quickly now, because we're telling Mr. Netanyahu, we can't sit around waiting for you to do something. So if you're going to do something, you'd better do it quickly, because we can't be out here much longer. But no, we're going to support the Israelis. There's no question about that. And I think they all know that if they back away from their original goals, which is to essentially eliminate the Arab populations in the West Bank and Gaza, that's really where they want to go, and now in southern Lebanon, that they're going to have to accept something else. So I think the Israeli government, the Israeli people, the Israeli Defense Force, everyone is in the same boat. It's either we win or we go down with the ship, which is a terrible position to be in. And no one in Washington seems to be interested in helping them out. I mean, we think we're helping them by giving them anything they want. In fact, we've put them on a road to suicide, in my judgment.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
You know, it's amazing, isn't it? How inept and pathetic the American media truly is. We've got two major situations that if we had an honest media, if we had a true media landscape, a mainstream media, mainstream press, network news agencies that were actually honest and cared about their audience and cared about the country, they'd be talking about this build up to a larger war and the dangers of it. And they'd be talking about how there is a deep state that is trying to assassinate Donald Trump, or some form of a corrupted government that wants to have Trump assassinated. But see, they're all in on it. They're all in on the wars. They support the wars. They're all in on attempting to assassinate Donald Trump. They help in that cause. So that's where we're at.
Shop. supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
September 24th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters, with 41 days, 8 hours, and 53 minutes until the presidential election. I'm sickened today. I'm disgusted. And the two things that sicken me the most are the American media that are not honest with their audience, the American media that won't open up and be honest about the Trump assassination attempts, won't even cover it, the American media that won't be honest about the dangers and the escalations of war in Ukraine and the Middle East, they're in on that. I'm sickened by how corrupt the mainstream American media truly is. It's disgusting. If we had a real press in this country, if we had a real media in this country, they would be telling you the dangers, the threats, that there is a deep state, a criminal cabal, a political party that is attempting to have Donald Trump assassinated. Kind of a big story. Maybe number one. If only to be second to the fact that there is an escalation in the Middle East that the U.S. is fully behind. And there is an escalation between Russia and Ukraine that the U.S. is also fully behind. So I'm disgusted by the American media that will not inform the public. And they make a news organization like this that will get the public awake and informed scratch and claw just to stay on air, just to exist, just not to be censored, just not to be shut down with the feds coming in here and padlocking the doors. Disgusting, the American media. Then there's the Republican leadership. Same story. Escalation of war. Escalation of political violence attempting to assassinate Donald Trump. Same stories. Same issues. And where is the Republican Party leadership? Speaker Johnson is cutting deals with Chuck Schumer for a continued resolution that doesn't even include the SAVE Act. Mitch McConnell crawls out of a hole yesterday. Where's Mitch McConnell been? Who knows? He's worse off than Joe Biden. Mitch McConnell is in a worse state of being than Joe Biden. Mitch McConnell is I mean, you think Joe Biden can't walk or talk? Mitch McConnell is like, it's a miracle if he can even stand. But he crawls out of the hole. He crawls out of the hole to address the Senate, and he talks about how important it is to support Israel and support Ukraine. Because that's what the average American is thinking about, don't you know? Don't you know the average American in small-town America getting invaded by foreign third-worlders? They're thinking about, golly gee, if there was only something I could do to help Ukraine. There was only something I could do to help poor little Israel. Forget about the fact that I can't even drive down the roads without having my life in danger. Forget about the fact that my insurance rates and groceries and everything is going up. Forget about all that. I don't care about that. I don't care that my way of living is being attacked. I don't care that my life and prosperity and freedoms are under attack and suffering. I don't think about that. I think about those poor Ukrainians. I think about the poor state of Israel. Oh, how hard it must be for them. What can I do for them? Oh, a Haitian just ran headfirst into my neighbor. What can I do for Israel and Ukraine? Oh, my gosh. Oh, look. A goose is having his neck broken and being sacrificed at the park. Oh. Oh, but if only we could get a continued resolution spending bill. Oh. Mm. Oh, a bullet just whizzed past my head and nearly hit Donald Trump. What a joke. And it's not just small town America. I got videos out of New York. I got videos out of Chicago. The illegal immigrant invasion, they're sick of it. The state of the economy, they're sick of it. But see, that's how pathetic Republican leadership is. That's how pathetic the mainstream media is. I mean, I could sit here and talk about Democrat leadership, but isn't it just like, I'm pretty sure that's just a basic understanding now that that's just fully corrupted and they hate you and they hate this country and they're trying to destroy the country. So I feel like it's not even worth bringing that up. I mean, with the Republicans, you're like, hey, you know, you guys don't want us to die too, right? It's like, that's our plea to the Republican Party. Like, hey, you don't want us to die too, right? I mean, they don't care. War in the Middle East. War in Ukraine. War at the southern border. And the American is just, hey, what about me? Screw you, dirty American. I need more tax money. And by the way, that car you're driving, combustion engine, we're going to shut that down too, you pig. That steak dinner? No, not anymore. Yeah. You use too much AC this year. You use too much heat this year. We're shutting you down. And then you have to go watch Nikki Haley sign a bomb. It's going to go get dropped on people in the Middle East. You have to go watch Josh Shapiro sign a bomb. That's going to go get dropped on people in Russia. These sick, demonic freaks. But I will say this. I don't want everything to be negative. There is a path to save this country. It's true. And while Donald Trump might not be perfect, you might have plenty of issues with Donald Trump, that's all fair and good. The path is through getting Donald Trump in the White House. The path is through having an administration around Donald Trump that understands the issues, cares about the issues, and actually is in touch with the American people. But the foundation of all of it is the American people. The average American is disgusted by some demonic freak that wants to sign a bomb Look, you want to make political decisions, geopolitical decisions, foreign policy decisions, decisions about war? Okay. Has to be done. I might not like it, but it has to be done. Then you go and sign your name on a bomb? That doesn't have to be done. That's not necessary. You're a sick, demonic freak. And you know what? Maybe we should... Yeah, that's the solution. Maybe we should strap Josh Shapiro to that bomb. You want to sign your name to that bomb? Why don't you end up where it does? Same with Nikki Haley. Hey, sick bird freak. You nasty, disgusting woman. You want to sign a bomb meant to kill people and do destruction? How about we strap you onto that bomb and you can share the same fate as it then? I mean, you want to sign your name on it, right? Why not just go down with it? Oh, Josh Shapiro, he loves the war in Ukraine so much. Sign on up, buddy. Put on your military boots and fatigues and sign on up, you little punk bitch. You're an embarrassment to this country. Signing a bomb? You are sick. And the American people are sick of it. If the military should be anywhere, it should be at our southern border. If the military should be anywhere, sadly, it should be in our inner cities. I don't want to live in a country where we need the military at the southern border because we're being invaded, but here we are. I don't want to live in a country where we need the military in inner cities. Let's go ahead and pull it up. I'm going to go with 5 shot dead, 19 shot in Chicago over the weekend. I don't want to live in that. I'm sad that's where we're at. But if we're going to have a military, let's deal with the issues we're facing. How about that? How about I don't want to read stories about Chicago drive-by shooting, a little 5-year-old girl gets hit with a bullet. How about I don't want to hear stories about a police officer in St. Louis, Officer David Lee, pulls over to the side of the road to help a car on the side of the road having issues. He pulls over to help the people, and a drunk driving illegal immigrant who is already on the radar, already had a rap sheet, already had past crimes, doesn't have a driver's license, driving illegally, drunk driving at 8:30 in the morning, and he hits David Lee, Officer Lee, and he kills him. I don't want to deal with that. 33 shots, 6 fatally in Chicago last weekend. And none of it has to be going on. None of it has to be going on. None of it. But there it is again. Political leadership, not interested. Not even on their radar. Could not care less. American media, not on their radar. Not going to inform the people. Not going to prioritize the issues. Couldn't care less. I mean, just look at how disgusting that is. Oh, I get it. I get it. You work for the weapons manufacturers. You work for the weapons contractors. You've got huge stock holdings in the weapons contractors and manufacturers. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? Most Americans don't. Maybe Josh Shapiro does. I don't know. Maybe Nikki Haley does. Maybe they have a self-interest when it comes to supporting these wars. No. Our politicians wouldn't be that sick, would they? To profit off of war? No. That couldn't be how our country got so corrupted. No. Now, I hosted the Alex Jones show earlier today, So I don't like being redundant. I'm not going to do my whole segment on the geopolitical issues. I'm not going to do my whole segment on the assassination attempts. Did that earlier on the Alex Jones show. But, you know, you kind of get a little aftershock rant, if you will, here. But there it is. There it is. And I will tune in to the network news, the mainstream media, the cable news, and nobody, I shouldn't say nobody, let's say 90% of the content will not be talking about the dangers of escalation in the Middle East and in Ukraine. And 90% of our politicians won't be talking about the dangers of the escalations in the Middle East and Ukraine. I'll tune into the news tonight. They won't be talking about Trump assassination attempt number two. Oh, we don't even have answers on the first one. Now we're on to number two. When's it going to be number three, four, five? They couldn't care. They're part of the game. No, they're not going to be questioning, how did the would-be assassin know Trump's schedule? And then they're going to tell you, he wanted suicide by cop. He had a plan to go to Mexico. Do you think he was going to meet somebody in Mexico, by the way? And then they're going to put out the manifesto that says 150,000 anybody that kills Trump? The American media has no problem with that. They like it. They love it. They're part of it. Oh, I checked. Go ahead and look at all the politicians' social media accounts and posts. Go ahead. Do you think they're posting about multiple assassination attempts on Trump? Do you think they're posting about the mole inside Trump's inner circle, the leaker inside the federal government? Who was this second shooter? What about the first shooter we still don't even have answers on? Do you think they're posting about that? No, I checked. They're posting about supporting Ukraine. They're posting about supporting Israel. In fact, it was so obvious. It was either over the weekend or yesterday. I put up a tweet about it or a post about it on X. The crew can find it. Israel is losing the moral high ground. And it really doesn't even matter. Most of the world is not happy with Israel's foreign policy, let's just say. Most of the world at this point, including the UN, considers Israel to be the bad guy in this situation, and that's putting it lightly. Well, now after the pager thing and the Lebanon strikes, now even Christians that favor Zionists, Christians and Republicans and conservatives that favor Israel, now even they're like, okay, this is getting a little too much. And they're starting to look internally and say, why do I keep hearing about Israel, Israel, Israel? We have our own issues here. So Israel is losing massive support right now in the West, in the United States specifically. And so I see this after the pager attacks and then the bombings in Lebanon, which the media pretty much covered up, to be honest with you. They pretty much just covered that up. So they're losing support. They're losing the moral high ground. And then what do I see from almost every member of Congress within a 12-hour span? Every single one of them puts up a post about supporting Israel, no matter what. Every single one of them. Hey, that's what $100,000 in Congress will buy you from AIPAC. Yeah. Every single one. I mean, you want to talk about obvious foreign collusion. You want to talk about obvious foreign influence. You want to talk about obvious messaging, narrative control, propaganda. It doesn't get more obvious than that. When I go look at every politician saying, we must support Israel. We must support Israel. We must support Israel. We must support Israel as they're losing support. Pretty obvious, isn't it? Should we support Donald Trump, the former president of the United States, the leading candidate for president of the United States, the American president, the man of the people want in office? our president? Should we support Donald Trump, who they're trying to kill? Somebody's trying to kill multiple groups, multiple governments, foreign groups, leftists, Democrats, the American media. Should we support Donald Trump? Should we support the American people suffering from inflation? Should we support the American cities suffering from an illegal invasion? Should we support our troops getting blown up overseas in these wars? Should we support them? No. Your congressman says support Israel. And it's disgusting. Nothing on any of this. By the way, remember, the son of Ryan Routh, the latest assassination attempt, till the next one, he said, oh, my father's a reasonable person. We're all reasonable people. That's why we don't like Trump. This story pops today. Trump assassination attempt suspect Ryan Routh's son arrested on child porn charges after feds find hundreds of sick images on his phone. Trump assassin Ryan Routh's son, Oren, arrested after hundreds of child pornography files found at his home. Huh. That's interesting. That's interesting. Remember the Vegas shooter, Paddock's brother? They had the same story. They found child porn on his stuff, too. They ended up dropping the charges. Something fishy about that. Something fishy about that. Trump slams Harris-Biden administration for mishandling and downplaying second assassination attempt, calls for Florida to take over investigation. Yeah, the federal government couldn't care less. They want Trump dead. Democrats in power, they want Trump dead. Tell me, how did the would-be Trump assassin who runs around in Ukraine and was planning to go to Mexico and says the next person that kills Donald Trump gets 150 grand, tell me how he had a list of Trump rallies and event dates for months on end? Tell me who was giving him intel. Anybody? Any questions, any hearings, any congressional inquiries, subpoenas, investigations, special news reports, special news packages, weekend news packages, weekend special reports, diving headlong into this investigation? No. No. Instead, they praise this guy, talk about how great of an activist he was. Oh, he was such a great activist. He was a soldier for so many causes. And look at his beautiful manifesto, 150 grand for anybody that kills President Trump, and we're going to publish this for the American people. And what do you get from your Republican leadership? A continued resolution without a SAVE Act. What do you get from your Senate Republican leadership? A speech from the crypt about supporting foreign wars. But there is a path forward, folks. Once this corrupt scum media, once this corrupt villainry of politicians are finally retired, we can move forward and save this country. But it may all come down to this election.
11 weeks ago, the U.S. Justice Department trustee assigned to my case personal and business bankruptcy, ordered without a court order or any reason the doors of this facility shut. They lied and said it would just be for 3 days, and they admitted the security it would be for a month or permanently. The judge in Houston, Judge Lopez, had nothing to do with it. Then it hit the news they were going to close us. No judge's order, no nothing, just the Justice Department, who'd been involved in the case harassing me from the beginning for over a year and a half. People were blown away by it. I refused to go along with it. I said I'd call the police on them. They didn't have any orders. They backed down. Then they went to court 2 weeks later and said, we want him removed. The judge listened to him and said, you're all fired. The CRO, who'd been appointed by the court, and the Justice Department appointed person that the court had let into it. And they had a Justice Department committee, all this stuff. Now, I'm in personal bankruptcy. I agreed to sell the assets of Free Speech Systems, the website, the shopping cart, the equipment, And there was going to be an auction on the 24th of October. Then they moved to the 30th. The Democratic Party running all this, the FBI, CIA, it's all come out in the news. Didn't want that. They want me off the air by early November. This is in the court filings. They said, we don't want money. Want him shut down. And the judge said, no, it's gonna sell. There's buyers out there that are patriots that I'd work with. They'd have to outbid that. They don't want to do that. So they announced, and I knew this 2 days ago and hadn't announced it yet. It hit Bloomberg, AP Reuters. We'll put Bloomberg up. That the Justice Department is intervening. Alex Jones bankruptcy trustee sale efforts challenged by DOJ. They rarely get involved in bankruptcies, but they got involved in mine. They're unable, through just pure vigilantism, to shut us down 11, 12 weeks ago. Got egg on their face, and now they've come back. They want us shut down and just close and don't even let them sell the assets. You heard that. So it's a gamble, but we were doing it. Only move we had left. And they obviously got our phones tapped and stuff and know some better is coming. Okay, they're going to have an issue on their hands. And they don't want to do that. They've got big billionaire backers, they claim. They've even told that in the court. We'll see what happens. Alex Jones bankruptcy trustee sale efforts challenged by DOJ. That's because they're getting ready to try to take Trump out. And once he's president-elect, they don't want us on air during that fight. They don't want us telling the truth. We're reaching tens of millions conservatively a day. Some days 50, 60 million now. I can't do this without funding. I'm out of money. They took all my money and it wasn't a lot during the bankruptcy. I am literally on empty myself, and I have to pay for the legal challenges of all this in court, and I have to fight them, and that's an hour-long story right there. They're trying to take my physical name and say they own it, trying to take my social media. This is a critical fight. So I need you to go to the alexjonesstore.com that's separate from free speech, but they're advertisers here, big supporters, and get Alex Jones t-shirts, Patriot t-shirts. There's new great designs. We'll put some on screen for you. And go to the alexjonesstore.com and get the ball caps, the t-shirts, all of it. You can get entered to win for the big pickup truck at $10,000 cash and all that. And then contest is over on the 30th of October, strangely enough. We need the funds. These are great t-shirts. I need your aid. Go to the alexjonesstore.com right now and support that sponsor. That's the critical place to support, the alexjonesstore.com. Stand with us and support our outside sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, and the InfoWars store. The products are ready to ship. You'll get them. InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars MD, the gummies, the CBD tincture, the nitric boost. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Now go now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Take your vitamins and your supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off right now while in stock. Tastes great and is good for you. One scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion has more than 100% your daily value. Vitamin A, Vitamin B6, Vitamin B12, Vitamin C, and so much more. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off right now. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's look at this situation. Now, I've been saying, because it's all out there. It's like a gold rush where as soon as somebody finds gold over here, then the rush is on. And you know there's gold somewhere, just who's going to find it? And so after the Springfield, Ohio situation, and then that got national news, and then the eating the cats and the dogs video, which, you know, I almost...
Do you remember my rant about the videos and the gyrating men and everything on the viral trend? So I just dug into that a little bit because, you know, I got friends that aren't really political. They know I am. So they'll just ask me political questions or like, hey, what's the deal with this or whatever. So I started talking to a couple of them about that video just to figure out, well, because they all saw it. And it seems like the general interpretation is that Trump is just a goofball and just makes stuff up. That's the general interpretation of the people that consume that content or are making those dance videos. So I was talking to a couple friends of mine about it, and I was like, no, that's a real story. They're like, what? Really? I said, yeah. That's an actual story. There's a video. A woman eating a cat. Can't speak English. There's videos. Guys pulling geese up by the neck. Like, whoa, that's a real story? I'm like, yeah, that's the real deal. And look, I get it. I'm not mad at my friends. They work hard, 9 to 5, 6 days a week. But it's just like, that's the general American understanding of this stuff is, oh, Trump's just a goofball making up stuff about them eating cats and dogs. No, there's a real story about Haitian migrants invading a small town and eating or doing ritualistic sacrifice, whatever it is. The point is, the geese, the ducks, the cats are not safe. But beyond that, forget about that. They overwhelm the town with illegal immigrants, and then they fill up the apartments. They fill up the homeless shelters. They fill up the hotels. They get all the jobs. They get in all the car wrecks. They ruin this small town. That's the story. But so what's the point? Okay, so then that gets big. So independent journalists rush to get the story there, and they do. I mean, how many residents of Springfield, Ohio went on record and talked to the media? Dozens. We played a lot of those clips. We talked to reporters on the ground. And then it was Charleroi, Pennsylvania. I've got somebody coming on the show from Charleroi, Pennsylvania Thursday. He actually spoke at the Trump rally the other day. He was actually in that video filming all the illegal immigrant buses that they take him to their jobs at. And then now it's Ohio. But it's everywhere. It's everywhere. So let's just start going down the latest. Let's just start going down the latest here. How about Brunswick, Maine, small town in Maine. They're getting ready for an illegal immigrant invasion. They're preparing clip 19.
I just read an article that said they just built 60 new apartment complexes in Maine for migrants for free housing. Free housing, bro, for migrants in areas where there are already housing crises, where people cannot find housing like apartments and affordable housing. So the people who already live here are already struggling to find apartments. And then they're like, let's build 60 new apartment complexes just for the migrants and it'll be free. Please make it make sense. People that already live here.
Well, I could tell you why. Because you have an open border and a welfare state. Now, if you want to go all the different channels of information and intelligence and political maneuvering off of that main water source, then you can do it. Well, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. Well, the apartment developing companies are getting paid by the government. They know they're all going to get filled when the illegals show up. They got 15 million illegal immigrants that have come in 3 years. They got to put them somewhere. I mean, so I can go on and on. All these different channels feeding off this main body of water, which is the illegal immigrant invasion. But see, that's what gets me so frustrated about the American media. She gets push notifications to her phone. She probably passively consumes a little bit of news. It's how she saw the story, the headline. But see, they push you the propaganda. They push you the corporate media propaganda. And your local representatives aren't going to say anything because they're too cowardice. So she says, why is this going on? I don't understand. How can this be? It doesn't make any sense. You got a corrupt government. You have an illegal immigrant invasion, the largest invasion in the history of the world. Yeah, it doesn't make sense, except it does, because if it doesn't add up, you know it's corrupt. And that's what we have. Full-on government corruption. Are you smart enough to know where it's coming from? Are you smart enough to know the policies that caused it and who enacted them? Now it's in Alabama. Sylacauga, Alabama. Haitian migrants invading. Clip 17.
If you can't stop that, then we're going to have to stop it. You understand?
There's no way these people are paying their own rent, paid their way over here, or in this other.
The bottom line is, you mad because they brought some black people in some car.
All right. Now it's time for anyone to address the council. No action will be taken at this meeting. Please come to the microphone and state your name and address for record prior to addressing the council.
A lot of people in Sylacauga and the surrounding area are concerned about the migrant influx that we're seeing and how that's going to change our way of life. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't live in town. Maybe you guys live in a nice neighborhood. Maybe the money is that great. I would like to know how much money you're getting from the federal government to ignore this problem or be complicit in enabling, because either way, it's happening.
Yeah, I'd like to know that too. Would you like to know more? How about Fairhope, Alabama, where a woman tells her story? Same deal. Haitians that can't drive causing accidents. Illegals that drunk drive everywhere, killing people in automobile accidents. How about this gut-wrenching story? Clip 16.
Rapidly approached a vehicle in front of her on US 131. She slowed and brought her vehicle to a complete stop as she realized that car in front of her was actually in reverse on the interstate. Though she saw him, though she controlled her own vehicle, another vehicle behind her didn't have the time or luxury of stopping. This woman was 37 years old in the car behind her. My mother-in-law was hit from the rear at full speed of 77 miles per hour by another innocent woman. Then her car imploded into the driver in front. They were both killed in the accident. Both Christians, both community servants, one a teacher, one a nurse. One single mother of two young children, now being raised without parents. The driver of the initial vehicle, in reverse, was a Haitian immigrant named Antoine Azard. He was the only driver that day to survive. He didn't speak English, so at the scene of the crime, there were dozens of police officers, state and local. He couldn't speak English to describe the account of the accident. It's taken 2.5 years for the trial. He was finally charged with 2 counts of reckless driving causing death. It's not fun to be here. It seems slightly terrifying to be here, to highlight our thoughts in a space of contentious debate and place ourselves on the chopping block of public conversation and strong opinion, especially in a small town like Fairhope. But as I grow older and my children grow older, I start to recognize the politics and policies around the world and how it affects everything around us. I feel it's more than wrong to sit back and complain rather than to rise up and speak out. I'm a mother, a Christian. I'm not racist or uncompassionate. I'm not a bigot. And I'm certainly not an pretentious entitled elite. I'm a wife. I'm a mom. I seek to be compassionate and caring and understanding. I seek to live a life that honors God and honors others, that loves others, that gives and cares too for others. I'm also a mom of 5 daughters. If my desire to help others endangered my own children by removing the locks on my doors and welcoming handfuls of young men, would that be the right thing to do in the name of compassion? Regardless of where they came from or how wonderful they were, my responsibility as a mother requires and demands my care and compassion first to protect my own. It would be neglectful and even abusive if
now,
I put the care of my own girls.
And she goes on with the story here. Is that you speak to these city councils, you speak to these city meetings, you speak in public forums, you talk to your local representatives, they just don't even care. Have you seen any of them that actually care? Have you seen any of them that actually do anything? Now, they sit there and listen and do nothing. So that's Fairhope, Alabama. Different town than what we covered before in Sylacauga, Alabama. So the small town of Fairhope traded one illegal immigrant Haitian who doesn't even speak English for a teacher and a nurse. There's your trade-off. How's that feel? How's that for bleeding heart liberalism? Yeah. You just traded a Haitian who can't drive, doesn't speak English, for a nurse and a teacher. That's what this open border bleeding heart liberalism have done to now small town Alabama and small town Ohio and small town Pennsylvania and soon small town Maine and everywhere else in this country. And so that's what's so frustrating is, and you hear this mother talking, she says, you know, it's taken this event to open up my eyes to see what policy actually does and how it affects our communities. And that's the problem. And that's why liberalism is a mental disorder. And I've said this 100 times, 1,000 times, 100,000 times. Liberalism is a mental disorder is not just a catchphrase. It's not just a cliche to own the left. It's a real diagnosable thing. They do not understand action, reaction. They do not understand choice, consequence. You say, oh, it's just policy. Oh, just open borders. Oh, just illegal immigrants. Oh, just Haitian in my neighborhood. And then the Haitian kills a nurse and a teacher. Oh, that's called consequence. That's called reaction. And then it happens to you. And then it happens to your community. And you say, oh. And all of a sudden, that liberalism mental disorder is snapped out of your head. So how many people have to be affected by this until liberalism, the mental disorder, is cured? Fatal accidents in Springfield, Ohio jumped 4 times last year as residents say migrants who can't drive are killing people. And that's exactly what's going on. They even deleted it from the State Department website like we showed you. Don't think anybody else has reported on that. My great crew found it. Yeah, you know, just the State Department deleting information from their website that talks about how Haitians don't know how to drive. Oh, it's just gone now. How convenient. Wonder why. Wonder why. With the Haitian drivers killing people all over the country. So that's nice. So I have such a big heart. Oh, I'm such a liberal. I'm so compassionate. I'm so caring. I'm such a better person than you. I'm moral. I have the high ground. Here, take all these Haitian immigrants, you racist bigot. Here's what I have for you. Tens of thousands of Haitian illegal immigrants. Oh, they just killed a teacher. Oh, they just killed a nurse. Oh, they just killed a mother. Oh, they just killed all the geese in the park. Oh, they just killed your cat. Oh, they just took your apartment. Oh, but your heart is so big. Oh, your heart. Oh, so compassionate. And this poor mother here has to say, I'm not a racist. I'm not a bigot. Oh. You never were. And then they put you on defense. They put you on defense like you're a bad person because you want to protect your community. Like you're a bad person because you don't think it's worth it to bring a Haitian that doesn't speak English, can't drive a car, doesn't contribute to the community, doesn't even know what it's like to be an American or what it means. And they come here and they kill a nurse and a teacher and she's on defense like, I'm not a racist, but I don't think trading a Haitian that's not going to contribute anything to a nurse and a teacher is a good thing. Should we go on? I mean, it's all over the news in Alabama, by the way. But see, Alabama doesn't exist to the corporate coastal elite liberals. I mean, I got headline after headline. All the local Alabama news. Haitian migrants invading. Haitian migrants taking over churches. Haitian migrants getting in car accidents. City council shut down because of all the locals complaining. It's hurting us. Contentions. City council meeting shut down because people complaining about the Haitian migrants. But they just don't cover it. Alabama city council meeting shut down after locals voiced concerns over migrant influx. No, it's not going on in Springfield, Ohio. It's not going on in Alabama. And now they're about to do it in Maine, just like they did in just about 40 miles north of Houston. Multi-million dollar housing development, all for illegal immigrants. So that's nice. They'll get their brand new houses. Half of them will look like the projects in 10 years, be boarded up, condemned. Car accidents left and right, you know, bus accidents breaking down. I mean, you know, that's what they want for America. That's what policy, that's your leftist policy. And the Republicans go along with it too because they're probably profiting off of it. And they don't want to be called a racist. Okay? So that's good. So every American town, you now got a trade proposal on your desk. And if you don't take it, you're a racist. The trade proposal is one Haitian migrant that doesn't speak English, cannot drive, will not contribute to your community, but will instead take free money, and all you have to do is sacrifice a nurse and a teacher. And if you don't accept that trade, you're a bigot. Oh. Chicago, pretty expensive place to live. A lot of people can't afford to live there, certainly not on their own. They need to get roommates. But don't worry. If you're a Haitian migrant, you're going to get housing paid for by the government, approved by the city council. Clip 9.
While 34 aldermen voted for the $51 million, it did not come out without a lot of controversy, especially from some black residents who say the money should go towards Chicago residents who have been neglected for years.
Very much committed to a revenue stream or revenue streams that ensure that we are dealing with the crises of those who are unhoused in the city of Chicago, while also making sure that there's room for those that we are welcoming.
We need to allocate some of this money for our black children, for the black community.
$51 million for migrants brought some Democrats loud and vocal opposition anymore. From the public, to the point where police had to escort people out of the city council meeting several times. Mayor Brandon Johnson asked for a two-minute breather.
We want to make sure that we can continue to conduct the business of the people.
So there's your local politician giving the middle finger to the citizens of Chicago and saying, shut the hell up. The Haitian migrants are more important than you. The message is loud and clear. You, the American citizen, you are not the priority. The illegal immigrants are. That's the message. It's not subtle. It's not nuanced. It's not hidden in small text. It's right there, big, bold, smacking you in the face. And, oh, the Democrats, the liberals, the progressives, they care about the black people so much. Not anymore. Oh, they dumped them real quick, didn't they? They got a new voter block they're moving in. You thought gang warfare was bad in Chicago already? Wait till it becomes international gang warfare, like people are warning in clip 10.
America has allowed gangs to enter our country.
The migrants that are coming, they're taking over every block right now.
The city of Chicago is going to go up in smoke, it's going to go up in flame.
Gangs in Chicago are angry over the influx of migrants and criminals in their city. They say money that should be going to the African-American community on the South Side is instead going to what they call non-citizens, and warn that turf wars between Chicago's gangs and groups like Venezuela's Tren de Aragua could see Chicago, quote, go up in flames. Photographer Matt McDermott and I traveled to Chicago's South Side to see what was happening for ourselves after we heard about a police report last month that the Tren de Aragua gang had taken over an office building there. We spoke to a number of young, hardcore gang members, as well as gang elders who have retired from the life, and just regular citizens who are very much part of the community. And they're all furious at the estimated $500 million that's reportedly been funneled toward new migrants in Chicago since 2022. And they aren't happy either about what they say are Venezuelan criminal gangs that are leaving the shelters and spilling out into the South Side into abandoned buildings.
It's stunning that we even tolerate this at all. It's stunning that our politicians can just get away with this with no repercussions other than, I don't know what, not getting your vote next time. I mean, they have facilitated an invasion of this country. They are aiding and abetting in human trafficking. And that's probably the least of the criminal actions that they're taking here. Oh, but because it's official policy, because it's official government action, it's okay. It's just government. It's just policy. No, it's not. It's criminal behavior. But how do we tolerate this? How do we tolerate getting raped and pillaged by our government? And then they just tell you, yeah, what, you got a problem with us bringing in illegal immigrants? You got a problem with us bringing in gang members? Shut the hell up. How about that? How about shut up? Oh, you got a problem that an illegal immigrant just killed a nurse and a teacher? Just killed a police officer? Yeah, shut up, American. Oh, nope. They're not going to tell you about Officer David Lee trying to help a citizen on the side of the road, gets run over by a drunk illegal immigrant with multiple pending charges already. Nope, not going to tell you about that. You're not going to get the nurse and the teacher in Alabama. Small town, Fairhope, Alabama. You're not going to get them humanized. You're not going to hear their names on the news. You're not going to see their pictures all around the world. You're not going to see marches and riots. No. It's not in the propaganda media playbook. I'm not even done. Let's go to Denver, clip 15. Here they are. The Haitians up drinking till 4:45 in the morning. I guess that's what resulted in the officer in St. Louis getting hit by a drunk driver. I guess the illegal immigrants just drink all night long, the wee hours of the night, and then they get in their car, and then they run over a police officer. And the media just covers it up. They don't care. And, you know, there's so many illegals that they just take over these apartments. They have block parties till 5 in the morning and get drunk and drive home. Hit a police officer. Hit a nurse. Hit a teacher. But nope, they don't get humanized. They don't get the marches. They don't get their faces everywhere. They don't get the gold caskets. They don't get the 10 funerals. It's not part of the agenda. And we just let it happen. Just continue the invasion. Continue the death.
I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless of what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's the AlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They have got the best t-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, that's key to support, into the future, whatever happens here. 30-plus amazing new t-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over the top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour, the best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel, army green, black with red pinstripe, ready for you. When you buy something, you enter 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the t-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible t-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, he's a great church. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.